Hello everyone, how are you doing? I hope you all are good. So let me start my topic. Today I am going to discuss something related to management. It's functions of management. I think you all are thinking why I am quite biased to management. It's true that I am a management student, but today what I am going to discuss is not that I am going to teach you management. I am going to relate it towards your real life. Management is all pervasive. It's applicable in everything. It's applicable everywhere in this world, universe. It's universal fact that management is applicable everywhere. Everyone needs to manage their things in life. Even you need to study. Then also there is management. If you are going to do anything, if you are going to purchase anything, if you are going to organize anything, any event, any party, there is management. You need to manage your things in your life. Many of you would not think it as deeply, but it's true that it's applicable everywhere and you are using it in your daily life. So what I am going to tell you is that how can you do proper management? As earlier I have did, how can you do proper planning? But I'm going to tell today what functions you can follow while doing your management. What are the steps which you can follow and be successful in doing effective management? So there are 5 functions of management. The 5 steps which you need to follow for managing your things in your daily life. The primary and the first function which I have discussed earlier as well is planning. Planning is the first and the most important step which you need to do while doing management of anything. I know you all know what we do planning. What we all do in planning, like we decide what to do, what not to do, and how to do, and whom is going to do it. In planning, we decide that what is our objective, what we are going to do, and what are the procedure we are going to follow in every step. Planning is the first, but it's the most important step. If you would not plan good, then you are not able to implement it in a better way. So, planning is must in the management. After doing planning, we move to our second step, which is organizing. We start gathering things which are required for our achieving our objective. We collect data, we gather material, we organize all the resources which are required to get do our work which we have decided. Organizing is another most important procedure which we need to do, because without resources we can't do anything. If we will gather and organize resources in better way, then we will be able to do things effectively. After organizing, we need to do staffing. Here is we are not appointing staff in all the things. Like if we are doing management for organization, then it's true that we are here doing staffing, we are appointing staff. But if we are doing common things in our life, then management is as simple that we choose the right person for the right job. Who is going to do that job or the responsibility which the person is going to do? We select a person who is going to do it. I have used the term that right person. Right person in the sense the person which have knowledge and experience and who is able to do it. Like let me give an example. I need a person in expert in IT But if I assign a person who don't have a knowledge of IT, so how he can do the work of IT? So this means that I need a person who has the all effective ways, who can do work effectively for me for the given task. Organizing and staffing are as important as planning is, because we need the proper resources, appropriate resources, and even appropriate staff or the person who is going to do that job effectively. After doing successful staffing, we further move to our next step, which is directing. Here we do implementation of our plan. It's time to do action. We have planned our objective, then we have organized the resources, then we have assigned the people, we have allocated resources, we have gathered the resources, then we have selected the people who are going to do that job. Now it's time to do action, and we are do implementation of our plan. Here we follow all the procedures, which is course of action. It is the only step which is visible to everyone. Also, as we have did three steps more earlier, but they are such things which are not visible to everyone, that what we are doing before. But from here we go to practical work and start doing our work. Directing is also very important, and it's required, because if we do plan, we organize things, and we staff people, and if we will not do our course of action, then how will we get our objective? Directing also requires a lot of time, because it's the time to do action, and it's required time. Even we do many things in this. We go and motivate our people who are doing our work. Sometimes we need to train them. Sometimes we need to do work with them. It's very important, as well as the base, the course of action. Here we need to do everything very sincerely and patiently, as it's the time to do action. And here when we are doing action, if we make some mistakes, then it's going to directly affect our objective. If we do some mistakes in planning, then it will be affecting directing. All these functions are quite interrelated, but we need to do very minutely these things and effectively. Sometimes it may happen we will face some challenges, but if we have did proper planning, then we will be able to get out of it. Here sometimes people think that our work, our management completes or it ends, but it's not the end. We have did only four steps: planning, organizing, staffing, directing. Then the last function is controlling. After doing our action or work, we need to control in the sense, check it, we need to review it. Have we did the work as we have planned? Sometimes it may be possible that the action has some mistakes and we need to correct it. Here we need to see our work, how it is done, and we need to do it time to time. Sometimes it may be possible that it go effective for some times, but it will face challenges after some time. So we need to review our plan after some times, and timely we need to correct it. Here these are the five functions of management, which are quite interrelated to each other, and they are most important procedures which we need to follow while managing our things. It's related to our real life as well. We can implement it anywhere, As it is all pervasive, it's applicable everywhere in the universe. Thank you.